Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. We begin with two updates on the regulation and taxation of cigarettes. First, e-cigarettes. The State Assembly voted unanimously yesterday to ban the sale of all vaping devices to minors. Right now, the ban only applies to devices that come with nicotine cartridges. Meanwhile, a 2016 ballot initiative was filed that could raise the tax on e-cigs and your traditional pack of Marlboros. Lawmakers are working on a bill to raise the state's tobacco tax by $2 a pack. But if that bill fails, the initiative effort will begin and ask voters to approve the same tax increase at the ballot. A San Diego man was sentenced to 6 months in jail for failing to inform a sex partner he was HIV positive. The partner later found out that he had been infected. 30-year-old Thomas Miguel Guerra pleaded no contest for violating a state health code that makes it a misdemeanor to willfully expose yourself to another person if you're afflicted with a contagious, infectious, or communicable disease. Californians overwhelmingly passed Prop 47 last year. It's a measure that reduces some low-level crimes like drug possession and petty theft from a felony to a misdemeanor. But opponents of the proposition haven't given up. Instead, they've introduced a number of bills in Sacramento to fix the proposition. KQED's California Politics and Government reporter Marisa Lagos brings us this update.
9 separate proposals were rolled out when the legislature convened in January. 2 were framed as strengthening sexual assault laws critics say were weakened by Prop 47. Another would expand DNA collection and was billed as fixing an unintended consequence of the ballot measure. All of them were backed by the same groups that oppose Prop 47: police, sheriffs, prosecutors. After negotiations in the Capitol, only 2 of the bills are big enough changes to the initiative that they would have to go back to the voters for approval. And supporters of Prop 47 say that's fine with them.
None of the legislative discussions that are occurring around Proposition 47 have the potential to undermine the initiative.
Lenore Anderson is one of the authors of Prop 47. She says what happened at the ballot box and what's happening now in Sacramento shows that the narrative around criminal justice in California has shifted dramatically. Prosecutors say that shift is coming too quickly and that a crime is still a crime. But Mark Zahner of the California District Attorneys Association says his members realize the voters have spoken.
What we're talking about are little nuanced corrections that change very little about Proposition 47 at the end of the day.
Zahner says those who oppose the law are not trying to undermine it, but enhance it. All of the bills cleared their first hurdles at the Capitol, and the earliest voters could be asked to make any changes would be next year. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Saving water is top of mind for most cities right now. In Fresno, the city is asking residents to cut back on 20 gallons or more a day. They're calling it the 20-gallon challenge. And 5 kids made a mobile app to help. Reporter Alice Daniel says they've already got investors.
We're the Fab Five. We're the only one of a kind.
They call themselves the Fab Five.
We're the best. We're the Fab Five. Hey!
5 kids from Riverview Elementary School who love robotics, computers, and contest. In fact, it was a challenge from the National First Lego League competition that led to designing an app to drive water conservation. The kids went to a Fresno Water Forum, where they learned that the city actually tracks customers' daily water usage, even though customers only see that once a month on their bill.
And we're like, well, we can use that data and create an app from it that shows the users actually how much they're using. It's not just sitting in the City of Fresno database.
That's team captain Jeffrey Forbes. He and the other teammates talked to water and technology experts. They created charts to show how information is transmitted from individual water meters to city computers. And, says 11-year-old Evan Marai, they shared their idea with everyone.
We presented to our 5th and 4th grade classrooms and one of the kids, Jack Wade. He's like, are you guys going to go on Shark Tank? And then one of the teachers like, they're so impressed that they want you to go on Shark Tank.
There are a couple similar apps on the market, but this one is kid-friendly. It's like a game. If you save water, you get a prize. money in the form of virtual golden coins, says 12-year-old Noah Arcidio.
In every gallon you save, you earn one coin until you meet the 20-gallon challenge.
Corbin Beattie says they did research on how people take in information.
The best ways to get somebody to learn something is humor, catchy songs,
written facts
and visuals.
Teammate Daniel Shin designed the app's project display. It uses lots of visuals and humor, links to funny water-saving videos, like the one where a man in a toilet costume gets tackled on a football field.
Potty running.
Message? Don't let your toilet run.
You've got cute kids, you've got the biggest problem facing the valley, if not the world, and you've got exciting technology.
That's Jake Sobral, CEO of a local tech company, Bitwise Industries. He says it will cost about $100,000 to develop and market the app, which ideally will be free to users. The city of Fresno is putting up $5,000. Other businesses are investing, and Bitwise will help develop the app at a discount. It could be out this year.
They came up with a pragmatic, realistic solution and then outlined how they were going to execute. And they put together, by the time it had made it to me, there was a requirements document that resembled something that, you know, I would expect a very sophisticated client to turn over.
How many months was it, Jeffrey?
About four hours a week. We've been here like nine months.
As for how long it took to design the app, well, there's some debate. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.
144 hours.
Woo! Still counting.
You guys aren't counting the hours we spent doing all the research.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a California Report for Tuesday, May 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velasic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights. BVLawSF.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.